The Golden Tower, written by Belinda Murrell and read by Roslyn Odes. It seemed like just another ordinary Tuesday when Sophie met Butcho. Grey, damp, dreary. She would never have guessed that her life was about to change forever. Sophie was staying for the holidays in England with her grandmother. Nana lived in a whitewashed farm cottage at Brockley, down a narrow country lane on the Kentish Downs. The quaint thatched cottage, blooming with rambling roses, looked like something out of a fairy tale. It was surrounded by velvety soft lawns and garden beds brimming with hollyhocks, columbines and peonies. Beyond the blackberry hedge were fields of grazing cows. Sophie was sitting at the timber kitchen table in front of the Arga stove with Nana, drinking tea and eating warm spinach and cheese quiche. A vase of cream-coloured roses filled the kitchen with their sweet scent. Juno, Nana's blue-eyed Himalayan cat, prowled around Sophie's legs, begging for a pat. Sophie picked her up onto her lap.
"Hello, Puss," she said. "Would you like some cheese?"
Juno meowed in answer, eagerly nibbling the offered sliver of cheese.
"Juno loves having you here," Nana said. "And so do I."
Sophie stroked Juno's silky white fur. "Mum called this morning. She said Oxford is beautiful. Archie says the college reminds him of Hogwarts, all sandstone turrets and gargoyles. He half expects to see wizards zooming around on broomsticks."
"How's Archie enjoying his camp?" asked Nana, putting her teacup down.
Sophie couldn't help pulling a face while thinking of her brother. Archie was 3 years younger, but off on a grand adventure without her.
"He loves it. They've been studying philosophy and mock law trials and robotics, with lots of debating about social issues. I guess they'll have solved all the problems of the world by now."
It's a huge opportunity for your brother, doing summer camp at Oxford University," said Nana. "It was an incredible honour to be chosen."
Archie wasn't like most 10-year-old boys. He spent his time building mechanical devices, code-breaking, and asking incessant questions. While he sometimes drove Sophie crazy with his messy inventions and unusual obsessions, she was also very protective of him.
"He's the youngest one there," said Sophie proudly. "The other kids are all so super smart from all around the world.